on this Rosie's Roadshow. We're live today at Superlight, Oldcastle Superlight Lone Mountain Plant for the fastest trout competition that has kicked off. Next week, we're live at Sanderson Ford. They always do a big event around Veterans Day. And, I mean, this is the list of everything going on at Sanderson Ford next week. We'll have more details as they come. But they're, this Thursday, if you're a Roush fan, Jack Roush will be at Sanderson Ford signing autographs for the first 100 people. They limited it. Last time they said he was there, it's almost 10 o'clock because he signed every single person that came. But I guess that wore him out pretty bad. He's not a spring chicken anymore. So the first 100 people, whether it's a Roush Mustang, Roush Racing hat, whatever you want him to sign, the first 100 people that arrive will get an opportunity to have a signature and one item per person.
And you saw that Roush Mustang they're raffling off?
For Dylan, yes.
Yes.
That's a $70,000 machine, 670 horsepower. They donated it to Dylan.
Sanderson Ford donated it.
Who was injured in a boating accident, and they're using this for his recovery. He's a multi-amputee now, and he's doing really good on recovering, but he's got a long road ahead. So Sanderson said, why don't we just raffle this off, and all the raffle money y'all raise, you just use for the recovery.
We'll talk a little bit more about how anyone can participate in that raffle in a little bit. Hey, I hope you got our newsletter this week. It comes out in the electronic version every single Thursday, and we'd like to welcome All About Water, the Eco Water dealer for the Prescott area. As a new member of Rosie on the House, we're growing statewide, not quickly. My wife Jennifer does most of the screening of the companies, and she's more than just a little overloaded right now. A lot to be said for the great work being done by Joanna and Noel. And all the contractors there kind of screening through to see if they can fit within the Rosie on the House tight network and certification. So we're proud that we are growing, but I want all the homeowners to know we'll never grow too fast to ever compromise or sacrifice the quality or the safety of for you, knowing you can deal with Rosie on the House contractors. The article in today's newsletter that you got was the topic of the week, hiring someone else to deck the halls. And boy, this has gotten to be a big industry in the last 10, 15 years where people are getting so carried away with their lighting displays that now they're hiring professionals, which I think at the point you're putting that many lights on, I think that's a good call. All kind of safety measures you need to be thinking about as far as what gauge of extension cord you're using and how many circuits are you pulling in and plugging off one 15-amp circuit. All, you know, there's an argument to be said. Depending on how elaborate your display is going to be, you should really have a licensed electrician taking a look at it, doing load calculations on how much power you'll be drawing out of each particular circuit, for sure.
Oh, you can't talk about that without that whole scene from Griswold, where he's got his whole house and lights, and he's got plug after plug after plug after plug, and there's one little light switch in the garage that it's all controlled by, and he can't figure it out, and finally connects it all and it blinds the neighbors. It's obnoxious, to say the least.
Well, what one homeowner calls obnoxious, another calls a simple holiday spirit.
Yes.
You can reach out to us by contacting us at rosieonthehouse.com, and people do that all week long. Romy always puts together a couple questions people are trying to get in touch with us about.
Cameron wrote in, and he wants to enclose his garage. It's a concrete masonry home, good investment there. Here's his garage door. He's gotten two estimates that say just leave the door, we'll frame over the interior. One contractor says, no, we need to rip that door out, frame up that. Which route would you go? And I guess, Cameron, it really depends on how long you plan on staying there and if you ever plan on repurposing that garage. And I would probably talk to an appraiser.
That might be a great starting point.
Because if you're going to invest in converting a garage to a home, there's certain things you have to do to make sure the appraiser will count that as living square feet, because garage square footage is less value than a home's square footage. You've got to pour the slab up to grade.
It has to come up to finished floor level. And a lot of people don't do that when they enclose their garages into family rooms and whatnot. And they allow the floor plan to just keep stepping down mm-hmm. out to the old slab. Well, one, that carport slab is sloped.
Right.
So
it's made for drain off,
it's
runoff.
Made purposely to drain off. So getting it up flush to the level of the house and level is important. And drainage is a critical because you've got that big overhead garage door there that you got to make sure that whatever you do should water pond up in the driveway or up against the house, that you're not going to have an ongoing problem or situation.
We appreciate the email. Hang tight. When we get back, it's 10 o'clock hour. We'll be joined by Sun Valley Solar. If you've got a solar question, get online now, 1-888-767-4348.